98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Doan scores on the rebound!
Shane Doan.
Shane Doan got a piece of it. I think this goal is going to go to the captain.
Captain Coyote.
Shane Doan sends a one-hopper on net. He scores! The captain!
Coyotes legend Shane Doan, up early to talk Coyotes hockey with Bickley and Marotta.
Shot by Shane Doan. He scores!
Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
Yeah, it's that time of the week. We talk to the Coyotes chief hockey development officer back in the United States after a long stint in Beijing for the Winter Olympics. Shane Doan joins us here for his weekly check-in. Shane, welcome home.
Hey, thanks, Vincent. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, did you kiss the ground when you got off the plane after as long as you
were
gone?
I've done that. I actually have.
It was a long time, man. That was... It was fun. It was interesting. It was good. There's lots of great things. Obviously, not winning was not anywhere close to what the plan was, and it was that's heartbreaking. But at the same time, it was an enjoyable experience and something that I'm grateful for the opportunity.
So, yeah,
those things are good.
I saw the quarterfinal loss, and you know, we talked about this going in, Shane, that there was more pressure on you and your organization than any, given what the sport means in Canada. How has that played out, if you don't mind me asking?
As well as it should have, I guess. You know, that's good. That's what you want. You want that. And there's no way that I'd want it to be any different. It's that type of pressure is it's a privilege. It's something that you're grateful that you get the opportunity to be part of it. And when you fail and when it goes the wrong way, you understand, great, that's what we signed up for. It's something that when you accept the role, that's what's going to be, and unfortunately it is what it is. So
we've talked,
it's been fun.
Yeah, we've talked about the process that you had to go through and how strange that process was this year, the complications of not having NHL players available to you to draw from. That being said, what was the negative reaction from Canadians tempered a little bit because of those parameters that you had to operate under?
Well, I think it's tempered a little bit, but at the same time, we still think we should win every time we play hockey. And that's and you know what? In that game, we could have easily. It's a one-goal game, yeah. Off a D-man stick, beats our goaltender, and you lose 1-0. We weren't necessarily good enough to dominate anybody, but we were good enough to win it. And that's what our goal was. And unfortunately, in a game where a bounce goes the wrong way, it happens. And it is what it is, and it is tempered. It is tempered a little bit in the fact that we understand, the Canadians kind of understand the whole situation. That being said, it's still everyone's, you know, it's still everyone's mad.
Yeah. In talking to Jerry Colangelo coming out of Japan, when you're in a COVID Olympics, when there is no revelry or joy and it's just game to hotel to isolation, what does that feel like in retrospect? I'm sure that's not an ideal situation in which to stage athletic competitions.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not at all. But at the same time, you still get to do what you love to do. And you know what? The way that it's set up, being way over on the different time zone, like we played, I think three of our last four games were at 9:10, 9:10, and 9:30, which is then throws your whole day off because you're in, like you said, you're in semi-isolation. In the village, we were allowed to move around the village, so that was okay once you're inside the village. So there was some of that, but at the same time, the time zone change, everything's different. We're, you know, you're playing at 9:30 at night, and so you're not finishing a game until almost midnight. You get back to the village, and by the time the buses get there and everything, it's 2:00, 1:00, 2:00, 3:00 in the morning. Guys aren't sleeping, and it's just, it wasn't ideal, but it's not supposed to be easy. It's the Olympics. It's supposed to be hard, and it's supposed to be sacrificed, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So, unfortunately, we didn't find a way to win.
Shane Doan, the Coyotes chief hockey development officer, with us here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Back to work with the NHL club. We had Bill Armstrong on yesterday as part of Newsmakers Week, and he's been busy swinging trades seemingly every day. Made one after he talked to us yesterday. Is that something with the deadline nearing that the Coyotes fans should be bracing for? Is a lot more moves and a major overhaul of this roster, Shane?
Well, I mean, I think that the goal is to get better, and the goal is to always be improving. The goal is always improving and getting more more assets and developing a group that we can use. At the same time, if it isn't there and there isn't a trade available, it's not something that we're going to force. We're going to make the best trades available. So I'd love to be able to say that you're going in trying to win a Stanley Cup and it's only going to be adding. And yes, that's not the situation we're in right now. We're in a situation where it's probably, if there is trades, it's not necessarily an adding trade. It's more probably taken away, and that's the way it goes.
One of the things that that Bill acknowledged, it's one thing to say you're rebuilding. It's another thing to do it properly. In fact, Edmonton's tried it a couple of times and still searching for that panacea, if you will. Tell us what's going to be different, in your opinion, this time around. Is it because of the pedigree of Bill Armstrong? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it has to be done right, and like you said, there's an element of luck. There's an element of the players that are coming up in the draft. There's element of players that are available in the draft when you're drafting. And at the same time, it does take a skill to be able to find the players that you need. And once you do, developing them and creating an environment for them to be successful. So I think it's kind of a group of those things. You look at some of the teams that have been successful, that have kind of drafted well. You look at even like what the Suns had done. The Suns had went through it for his team year after year until James came in and what he's kind of established and the way that they've went about doing it and the way that they added veteran guys at the right time to a group of young guys that were really starting to excel. It's exciting, and you get excited about the Suns. And obviously, as the Coyotes, we want to find a way to do something similar.
Donor, based on our conversation last week about your experience in Beijing and the hot pots, I just looked it up. There are hot pot restaurants in the Valley. Have you made your way to any of them, longing for what you had in China?
You know what? I got in not last night, but the night before, and I haven't really gotten my body figured out what direction I'm going yet. So, but now that I didn't know that they were here in the Valley, but I will definitely go and find them if someone has never had them before. They're very interesting, and it's actually good once you get to understand what it is.
Yeah. Just make sure you're going to a hot pot restaurant, not a hot pot dispensary. That's a different thing.
Go to that, too. There,
you want to tell him, or do you want me to tell him, Shane? Shut up, Jared!
You do a great job of that.
Donor, glad you're back, and thanks for the time, as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Look forward to getting back to normal a little bit here.
Yeah, definitely.